Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Just like we did with Bud Light, after Target made its massive tactical error with its consumers, not so much with its investor class, by offering out a series of clothing lines that are intended to promote gender dysphoria. I mean, if you're offering a bathing suit to children that has gives them a place to tuck, you know what I mean by tuck, you're promoting gender dysphoria. Very rarely in society do you see the avid promotion of mental illness. Now, if you want to get angry with me for utilizing the term mental illness with gender dysphoria, I am describing what is listed in the DSM-5. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The DSM-5 is the Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders. You can send all the emails you want, but in every aspect of this conversation, we come with the receipts to ensure the ability to speak very clearly about the issues at play. Target is looking to confuse children, and Target was interested in pushing a very radical and, in my view, dangerous ideology that children can make decisions for themselves. And for that, Target deserves all the derision they get. And the only reason they did it is certainly not because the customer wants it. That's not true. In the main, the customer doesn't want it. But somewhere, the investor class did. And this has led to a continual slide of Target stock. Over the last 10 days, Target has lost $10 billion in market valuation. And just like I said with Bud Light, everybody calm down. This is not proof yet of anything. What happens in those first couple of days after an event as foolhardy and as hateful, I should say, it's not even foolhardy, it's hateful, as what Target tried to perpetrate upon its customer base and what they're saying about children not recognizing the importance of the difference between childhood and adulthood. Really and truly, shame on Target and their executives for failing so epically and hating children so much. Oh, I'm sorry, there's another way to say this. The people who've been screaming about woke are correct, but they're not hitting directly enough. I am saying that the executive team of Target hates children. Not because I said so, but because their actions say so. Their actions state that somehow they don't believe that children and adults are different. You're promoting children tucking. You're promoting children making choices about their medical selves. That's what you're promoting. That's where it goes. That's what you're doing. They're not living their authentic life. They're getting pressured and pushed. You have no respect for kids, no respect for childhood, no respect for the line between childhood and adulthood. Honestly, Target, that's gross. You should stop doing that. But the stock going down and in terms of the market price and losing $10 billion in market valuation, we do not know if that is going to last. As we said then, and I'll say it now, the idea that people are going to boycott Target, man, that's difficult stuff. What if it's the only store in town and that's where you get your baby formula? To the extent you can find baby formula. That's still a thing, by the way. Somehow under Joe Biden, we've forgotten to talk about it. Still a thing, guys. It's a difficult one to do. And it's difficult to engage in a boycott of this and a boycott of that and a boycott of the other and the boycott of your mother and the boycott of everything. It's hard. I get it. I really do. So maybe it's not so much a boycott, it is less shopping. You find other ways and other places to go about getting things. Just as an idea, just as a thought. Maybe for you it's like, nope, I can't ever go back. Don't ever go back. That's completely and totally fine. You're not going to get an argument from me on that. The story that I think matters is that J.P. Morgan has downgraded Target. J.P. Morgan has downgraded their outlook on Target. Is that because of what we're seeing? Maybe. But you have to at least remember that Target also had massive inventory issues. And they weren't doing as much buying because they had overbought in a series of places and they were trying to figure out how to deal with the glut, what could get returned, what could get sold, how could they move things. Not everything is causation to something else. And there are going to be a lot of people who scream, well, look, they downgraded. Yes, and it could have something to do with what we're seeing. Over 10 days, I don't think that's enough. I would consider that to be a very awkward move from J.P. Morgan. I've seen 10 days of data, therefore, a downgrade should be based on the actual financials, not based on a social happenings. If a social happenings were to continue and sales were to continue to fall, not the stock price go down, but sales fall, then we're on to something. But I will say to you now, as clear as day, and I'll say it to anybody, and there's no one within the sound of my voice who can even argue this. What Target has done is shown that they don't believe in the difference between childhood and adulthood, and I consider that hateful towards children. I don't know why Target decided to hate children. I don't know why they decided to act upon their hatred of children. I don't know why there wasn't a single person within the Target organization who said, wait a second, stop hating children. But here we are. Here we are. This isn't about affirming gender. This is about hating kids and utilizing kids as political pawns for the ideological wants, needs, and desires of adults. When you use kids as pawns in your play, man, you're ugly.